holding on. We're holding on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph by the two dots in the middle of the Amud.
Teku.
Well, that was the previous thing. Yeah.
Oh, that's about bowing down.
Yeah. Okay. Well, now we're going to talk more about this because the Mishnah had said that a person becomes Tomei in the Azara, they have to get out by the fastest possible route, and we said also by the shortest possible route that is, and in the fastest possible. Well, and what we said actually is he has to go out by the shortest possible route. He has to go out by Ketzav.
Right.
We said that if while he's going out. We said that if he delayed the amount of time that it takes to bow, or if he bowed, and we talked about that yesterday, then he's chayev. Then if he did it for shogeg, then he's chayev
chatzos. So if he did it for mezid, it's teku.
Well, teku was whether you need shahir, whether you need that amount of time. If he did the amount of shahir,
or he
did ishtachavah, then he would definitely get malchus if they gave masra.
If he did,
the question was, or
if he did less than
shahir is the question.
So let me ask you a question: is that the case? What is the impact of the route that he takes, if it's a question of time.
That's what we're going to discuss. We said if he goes out by the shortest possible route, then if he goes by any longer route than the shortest possible one, then he's chayav chatzos b'ktsara korban of the year. That is b'ktsara potter chola. Whereas if he went out by the shortest possible one, then he's potter. Omar Rava, hold on. Ktsara sha'omru afilo okiv b'tzad gudol. When we say if he went on the shortest path, he's potter. That means even if he walked heel to toe, in other words, he walked with very small mincing steps.
Right.
So even though that takes a very long time, but there was no actual shahia.
Right.
Shahia that we were talking about yesterday was where he pauses for some time without walking at all. Right. Here he is continuously walking. He's taking very short steps.
Tell us your cheder teacher when the kids told to walk somewhere. Wait a second.
Yeah.
You were in the bishop.
But I feel a kolayim kolay. So therefore, you take them all day. But as long as he's constantly on the move and he is on the shortest path, then he is potter. Yes.
So it's a
theorem. No, it's not a theorem. We're saying he has to go by the shortest path. If he goes on any longer path, just the fact that he went on a longer path than the shortest. Yesterday we were talking about Shahir. Yesterday we were talking about, on Tetzayin Amud Beis, we talked about if there is a delay, not a delay as in taking his time, but a delay as in there's a period of time, Shir Hishachavah, where he pauses and does not move.
If
but as long as
yesterday that it was the amount of time that he was.
But exactly, the amount of time it takes to say that half pasuk by Yifra Chaim Arutza, etc. But that's what we're talking about. That amount of time is not the amount of time it takes him to get out. It's the amount of time if he stopped moving for that period of time. Where we talked about maybe we're going to talk about whether Gemara is going to ask now whether smaller amounts would combine. Let's say he paused for 1 second, then continued walking, then paused for another second, etc. Would those seconds add up? That's the next question. But wait, Boy Rava. So what if each time, so let's say again, saying that half a pasuk by Yichra Paim Arutza Toki Lelem Chafte, let's say it takes 5 seconds. So suppose at some point during his walking, he stops moving for 1 second,
right,
continues walking on the shortest path, wait, at some point later he again pauses for another second, etc., and does that 5 times, Maushi Itzauku, with those Shahiyas combined together to 5 seconds to make him Chayev.
And what, 1 second, and if he does this, if he walks, he stops and he says part of the pasuk.
No, it's not a question. Hold on. It's not actually saying the pasuk. Saying the pasuk is just we're using the amount of time it takes to say that pasuk or that half a pasuk as a measure of the time that is called shahir. The amount of time it takes to do hishtachavah, which we said was pishut yadayim ragleim, getting down on hands and knees on the floor, that amount of time is equal to the amount of time it takes to say that pasuk. Not that he actually has to say it. So again, let's say, for example, that amount of time is 5 seconds. So in other words,
I always walk 4 amas when I put my talus on.
Yeah. Okay. That's
no.
Yeah.
Because I have to wait that time, right, and I'm not sure how long
okay.
it would be.
So here we're talking about. So again, he started walking on the derech tzara, but then he paused for a second or two. Then he continues walking. Then he pauses for another second or two, etc. Do all those add up and make him chayiv in the korban or not? Yeah. So the question is, v'tipshut lemidi day. Why can't Rava answer it on the basis of what he himself just said? The case where the person is walking with very small mincing steps, and we said he's potter.
Mm-hmm.
The answer is Hossam Adelai Shah, but the difference is, because in that case, there's no pause at all. He is constantly on the move. So therefore, you could say in that case, he's Potter. You don't know for sure. What about in the case where there was periods of time when he's not on the move, periods of time when he pauses, would that be Mitzkarek or not? Would that count or not? So again, as far as a korban, you don't bring a korban Mitzada Sofet. If it was a matter of Mezid, if it was with Hasra and all, then they would give him Makas Magus for it. As is the usual thing with all the...
Can't you say that the fact that he pauses is Mezid?
Maybe, or it could be that he didn't know. Remember, you could also have a case.
He didn't know when he paused it.
But he may not, remember, he may not know that he's Tomei, or he may have forgotten that he's Tomei, or he may have forgotten that this is the Beis Hamikdash, or he may not have known the din. That as soon as you're Tomei in the Beis Hamikdash, you have to get out as fast as possible. It's another kind of
maybe he didn't know what
people tell him. That's amazing. I'm talking about it could be b'shogeg. It could be there was Yudia b'tchila and Helam bin Tayim where he didn't know the halacha, let's say, right. And then he forgot the halacha, and then Yudia b'seif, and afterwards he realizes he did wrong. Another one. Boy mina Abaya me Rabba. Abaya asks Rabba. So we don't know. Yeah. So we don't say Teiku. The Gemara didn't say Teiku. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know why not. Bomine Abaya me Rabba. So Abaya asks Rabba. He was not Rabba. He was Rabba. Rashi makes a point of mentioning Rabba was Abaya's Rebbe. Mm-hmm. So whenever you have Abaya asking a question, he's always going to be asking it of Rabba, his Rebbe, not Rabba, his Chava. Anyway. He asks him like this, Boloi Barucha Shiuk Tzara Mahu. What happens if the person went the longer way, but he did it in the amount of time that it would take usually to go the shorter way? Right. So let's say from the point where he was standing in the Azara, the shortest possible path out of the Azara would be 10 seconds long. Instead, he chooses some other path, which if you walked it normally would take 15 seconds. But he went and made it in less than 10 seconds. Mahu, what would be the din? Do we say shiur gemiri? Is it that we have halacha Moshe Sinai that the shiur is there has to be a minimum amount of time that would make him chayev? If he takes that amount of time, then he's potter. Any more than that, he'll be chayev. Therefore, b'chibalei baruch hashiur k'tzara potter. Therefore, if he takes the time, therefore if he does go the longer way, but he does it in the amount of time that he could have gone the normal way of walking normally, then the shorter way, walking normally, he'd be potter, a duma davka community, or maybe davka, the halacha of Moshe Sinai is, barucha chayev b'ksara potter. Any longer way than the shortest one makes him chayev, only the actual shortest one will make him potter. Amalei, so Rabbi answers him, the second answer, lo nitna arucha lidachas etzlei, the longer way is not given over to be pushed aside by him. In other words, even if he goes on that longer way, but he runs, that's still not mutter to him. He's still going to be chayim. Malchus or Koban is the case.
Even if the actual
amount of time was less, but because he went the longer way, then therefore that alone makes him chayim.
But what was this? And was it Masechta Tamid, how they went downstairs and they went to the Kisei HaKavod?
Yeah, what about it? Okay.
If they were Tamei, this is
Tomei Sheret. Tomei, it could be any guy. Tomei Balkari. Same thing, though. A person becomes Tomei in the Azara.
Okay, so going out, he could go.
Hold on. What he did is he went down into a tunnel under the Beis HaMoked over there. The tunnels have different dinim than the floor of the Azara. It depends whether they have an exit to outside of the Azara. It depends whether they have an entrance into the Azara, obviously, because he went into it. But it depends whether it has an exit outside. There's different dinim involved in that.
They say close. So that would probably be the closest way. So if he's Matama himself. But they have the whole description. He goes into that place. So if he's Matame himself and he's not close to that place, then he has to walk out the fastest way.
Even though that
would be most embarrassing, because they said that...
Under the circumstances, it may be embarrassing, but you do what you have to do.
There a lacha that he had to go that way because of his own cover?
I don't know. The basic official cover is something else that they had. Nobody would go in there while somebody else was occupied. No, you didn't want to make a public spectacle of it. And the fact is, the mission is talking about over there, when they were staying over in the Beis HaMoked overnight. So therefore, that's why
they were already in the Beis HaMoked, so that's
the shortest way.
So,
but if it would happen in the middle of the day, somebody becomes Tommy Kerry, then he would have to go out the shortest way.
Fact is that they built that for him, so he wouldn't be embarrassed.
Right. Okay. Maskif for Rav Zera. So Rav Zera asks on that. Ella de Kaimalon. Okay, but in that case, what are we going to do with the fact that we learned in Sanhedrin, Tommy Shishimish b'misa. We know that if a person is Tommy, does the avoida in the Bismikdash, he will be chayav misa b'dei shamayim. And we learned in Sanhedrin we said in Sanhedrin the question is like this: Misa means not kares. Misa b'deshamayim is less than kares. The question is heichim hashkachas lo. What is the scenario? How are you going to have a case where Tomei served in the Beis Mikdash and is not going to be chayiv kares? Tomei is Tomei. Tomei shishemish b'misa, meaning that he's chayiv misa b'deshamayim, regardless what kind of Tomei it was. If you're talking about he didn't take the amount of time today, the 5 seconds or whatever it was we said before, how is he supposed to do an avoda in less than that amount of time? And if he took that 5 or more seconds, then he's already chayav kares. What kind of misa b'dei shemayim? Okay, so just ask the question. Maybe you could say he's both. Maybe he's Chayav Koras and Misa B'Dishamayim because Malchus is that
possible. Less than the time.
If he takes less than the time, we then we say that. But how is it possible for him to do the avodah in less than 5 seconds? And if he's taking more than that, then we're saying he's Chayav Koras. So Tosfos points out you could
start the avodah since the beginning.
How is it possible that he does an avodah? And how is it possible that he does an avodah in less than the amount of time it says to say the half of possible?
No ability to during
the avodah.
Even during the avodah, how is he able to do it? Because we're going to see on our base. We'll see an example of how he's able to do an avodah in that amount of time. But for purposes of the question, we are assuming that it's possible to do an avodah within that. That's not possible to do the avodah within. It's not possible to do a full avodah within that amount of time. So what's the scenario? Okay, hold on. If he took less than 5 seconds from when he became Tomei to get out of there, you can't do an avoda in less than 5 seconds. An avoda takes time.
Shecht an animal for the blood.
Shechting is considered an avoda because even a zohar can do it, but whatever, let's say, yeah. And if he actually stayed there that amount of time, then he's already chayav koras. What kind of misa space is he? I mean, what kind of misa b'dishamayim? So Tosfos points out, you could say he's chayav koras and misa b'dishamayim, but then he gets malchus, he's potter from the koras.
Misa b'dishamayim, but I have 50 and
Makkos. Yeah, but that's 60. Tosfos is pointing out, you could say he's chayav koras and misa b'dishamayim. Fine,
right.
If Malchus, he's potter from koras, he's still chayav misa b'dishamayim. Okay, Tosfos leaves the question open. The Ritva says, the vote is, since we're saying Tomei Shishimish b'misa, implying only misa b'dishamayim, there's no koras involved. So why not? So, Iyamit b'shlema shi'ura gmiri, if you're going to say that the halacha of Moshe Mitzinai is there's a maximum amount of time he's allowed to be in there, namely the time that it would take him to walk at a normal pace from where he is right now until the exit, then you could say you could find a scenario. If you're going to understand Nafshe, suppose that so he took the time to do some avoda. He ran out by the shortest route. So altogether, the total amount of time that he took between doing that avoda and running was less than the amount of time that it would have taken to not do the avoda and walk. If you say that, then that works.
Oh yeah.
Ella, but if you're going to say Ella, I'm a doctor community, but if you're going to say Rabba, that we have the halacha of Moshe Mitzinai is you must go the shortest possible route, and it doesn't matter. So if you go any longer route, immediately you're chayav hechem hashkachasla. Then what is the scenario? As soon as he does shihia, b'chdei shakavoya, then even if he runs by the shortest route, he's still chayav just for having delayed. Right, but now we're bringing
the
in a
distance
new
element is what's in question, not the time element.
No. We're saying that's
because
the thing.
The shortest. Yes. By distance,
right.
Not shortest
that's,
by
he
time.
Has to do the shortest by distance, exactly. But we're saying that
he says that it's
in other words, he's, in other words, if we say that Rava is saying he's given leeway, the only leeway he's given is the amount of time that it would take to walk on the shortest route in the shortest way of walking. So fine, Rava had said before that even if he walks on that route in a longer way, then fine, he's still potter because he is at least walking the shortest route. But if you're telling me that once he does Shehiyah, then if you're telling me that if he goes on any longer route, then he's already chayav, even if he ran it faster, well, then there's no, how do you have a scenario where he's going to do shihia and not be chayav koras?
He does.
But on the face of it, since we have Tomei Shishimish B'Misa, there has to be some. Because we're saying he's chayav Misa B'Dishamayim, not koras. Amar Abaya might
be koras normally?
Yeah, because there was shihia, because he took the time to do an avoda. So even if afterwards he made up the time by running, still the very fact that he took longer than he should have should make him chayav koras.
Right, if you do Shia, it's Koras. If you do Avoda, it's Misa.
There's two things here. I don't see why you should do Koras, because he delayed. You should have.
That's the question.
No, delaying is Koras.
Delaying is Koras,
so
exactly.
Why?
Well, that's what we've been establishing all this time. A person has become Tomei in the Bismillah, and if he's B'mezid, he's Chayav. If he stays there B'mezid, or whatever, he's Shehi or whatever B'mezid, he's Chayav Koras. If they give him Asura, he'll get Malchus, and if it was B'shogeg, if it was Yediyah, Helam Yediyah, then I'll bring him Korban over the
Yerid. I understand.
Okay.
How could you say it's B'shogeg, it's
B'mezid? It is B'mezid, that's what we're talking about. So then Koras, that's the question. But why are we saying he's only Chayav Misa B'Dishamayim for doing the Avoida? How is it possible to do Avoida? How is it possible to take the time to do the avoda and not be chayav koras? That's basically the question. If you're going to say that, if you just by going the longer route, even if you did it faster than you would have normally walked the shorter route, you're still chayav koras. No. Amar Abaya, my kusha. Abaya says, why do you find it so hard to understand? Mashkachasla, I can find you an example like this where you don't get koras. So you mentioned Bobek Tzara. Suppose he's walking on the shortest route, the hofak b'tzinora. While he's walking, what he does is he takes a tsinoda, which is a large fork that they use to turn over the evarim of the korban on the fire. So he says normally they would do that in order to make them burn faster, to make them burn more evenly and faster. So as he's walking, he picks up the tsinoda and turns over one of the pieces of meat, one of the pieces of the korban that's on the fire. So he's not taking any longer. So there's no shahir. That's the point. He's not taking 5 seconds or whatever it is extra to turn over something with the tsinoda takes a second. But nevertheless, so that's when we're saying he won't be chayiv kares because there's no shahida, but he'll be chayiv misa b'dei shamayim because he was a tamei that he did the avoda. And we know that hafak b'tzinora is considered an avoda. The Amar Rav Huna, zorsha hafak b'tzinora chayiv misa. Because we see that Rav Huna says that if a zor were to do that same kind of thing, he'd be chayiv misa. Because he's a zor doing the avoda. So we see that taking... Tomei is not really considered a Zohar. But the point is, in other words, that the same way as we see a Zohar doing it as Chayiv Misa, because he did an Avodah, the same way a Tomei who did it is a Tomei doing Avodah. Therefore, obviously, we're talking about a Kohen, yeah. So therefore, he's Chayiv Misa, but he won't be Chayiv Kares unless he took the time of Shehiyah to do this Avodah. In this particular case, turning it over with the Tzinurah takes a second or two. So he's not yet chayiv kares. He would only be chayiv kares if he had waited the 5 seconds, the shir shakavoya. Here he didn't do that. The premise of Rav Zera's question is that it's impossible to do an avoda in less than that amount of time. The answer is that Abaye says it is possible to do an avoda in that amount of time. Yeah, this with the tenor. Yeah. Gufa, getting back to what we just said, Amar Rav Huna, Zor Shehofach B'Tzinora Chayiv Misa. So Rav Huna had just said that if a Zor takes the Tzinora and turns it over, he's doing an Avoida, therefore he's Chayiv Misa. He's making it burn faster. By the way, there were a couple of the Rishonim actually who have a different understanding, as I think the Rimi Gash says. Tzinora is Meloshon Asei Nura, means the wood on the fire. So we're talking about that he turns over the wood, like, you know, when you ever gone camping and you have a bonfire over there, you move the wood here and there to make it burn better. Yeah.
We don't know if it's a fork or if it's wood here.
Well, tsinora usually means a fork, but over here there's an explanation that it means wood. Okay, anyway.
It could be a fork of a piece of wood.
Yeah.
No, the wood was blocked, so we're blocked.
Okay, so the question is, Hechidomi, what is the scenario when we're saying over here that this zora is going to be chayiv misa? Are we talking about if he hadn't turned over this piece, it wouldn't have burned at all? Pshita, well, and of course he did an avoda, of course he did chayiv misa. The idolay hafach nami mi'akli, and if it was going to burn regardless whether he turned it over, my covet, what did he accomplish? Why should it be considered an avoda? The answer is loitzricha. The idolay hafach mi'akli b'tauti shari. Let's say if he hadn't turned it over, it would have taken it 2 hours to burn. V'hashta mi'akli b'chad shaita. Now, because he turned it over and brought the unburned part closer to the fire or whatever, now it's going to take only 1 hour to burn. V'hokamash malam. Therefore, upon his chiddush, the chok haruvi avoda avodahi. Making the avoda happen faster, in this case, making the piece of the korban be burnt faster, is considered an avoda.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, Zor does it, he's chayiv misa. A Tomei does it, he's also chayiv misa. And again, if he did shahiyah, he's going to be chayiv kares, but that we're not dealing with right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's indirectly an avoda.
That's the chiddush. It's not really indirectly, it's a part of the avoda. The thing itself was put on the fire, it would have eventually burnt, but he made that. Now it's going to burn faster. That's considered an avoda because now it's going to burn faster than another one.
You just said indirectly it's an avoda.
Yeah, indirectly.
Well, yeah.
No, not even indirectly. It is part of the avoda is to burn the pieces of the korbanos on the mizbeach. In this case, he made that it's going to burn faster than it otherwise would. That is therefore considered an avoda. That's your bonus point. Okay. All right.
Therefore, you would be higher.
So then he'd be chayiv misa. If he's a zor, he's chayiv misa. That's what we're saying.
Not cursed. He didn't wait.
No, we're not talking about a tamei. A tamei is a different matter. If you were talking about a zor, a zor does that avoda, it's chayiv misa. All right. Amar Oshia. Since we're talking about going into the Beis Mikdash, well, before, just now, we were talking about staying in the Beis Mikdash when you're tamei, but now going back a minute to the matter of going into the Beis Mikdash when you're tamei. So we're going to talk a little bit about a din involved in that. Amar Rav Oshia, but in a de'ema milsa, I'd like to say the following statement. However, I'm afraid of my chaverim that they're going to find it very unusual, and they're going to argue with me. Mr. Pina means I'm Meloshon. That means Aramaic fear. Yeah. Namely, the din is as follows. Now, as background, the Torah tells us that a house that has tzarah is tomei, and anybody who goes into it becomes tomei. And you have actually two different things. Anything that's in the house becomes tomei. A person who goes into it immediately becomes tomei. And if he stays in there more than a certain amount of time, well, here we're not dealing with that in the Gemara over here, but the, if he stays in there more than a certain amount of time, then not only he, but his clothes that he's wearing also become tamei.
How much time?
The amount of time that it takes to eat, that it takes to eat kedei achilas pras, the amount of time that it takes to eat, to a few minutes, yeah, so like we have by matzah, Pesach, whatever, yeah. Okay. Anyway. What if somebody walks into a house with tzara'at backwards? So even if his whole body is in there, but not his nose is still sticking out. See, here in the Gemara, we have the concept of big Jewish nose. Yeah. So his nose is still sticking out. Tahar. He's tahar. He's not tamei from the house. Why? Because the pasuk says a person comes into the house, implying derech bia aser torah. The torah is only asering it if he goes in the normal way of going in. So the normal way of going into a place is you walk in forward. So therefore, he went in backwards. That's not considered bia. So the question is, ihachi kule nami. Well, by that logic, so if he walked in backwards and his whole body, his nose included, is inside, why shouldn't he become tamei also? I skipped the line. Mr. Pina mechavraya. So Rabbi Yishai says, I'm afraid of my friends because what are they going to say? They're going to argue, Ihaki kulei nami. Then why don't you say the same thing would apply if his whole body went in? Why should you distinguish whether his nose is sticking out or not? So Rava says, that's not such a big problem. The Chavraya shouldn't have a problem with that because kulu, like Goram, Kalim Shavayis. If his whole body goes in there, then he's certainly not on a lesser level than Kalim that were in the house originally. They've never had Ba'al Abayis. They never came in at all. They were there when the house was declared Tomei, and yet they're Tomei. So the pasuk says that you have to make sure to remove everything in the house so that everything in the house doesn't become tamei when the kohen declares it tamei. So anything that's in there, even though it wasn't ha'bar la'bayis, becomes tamei. Certainly, yeah, a person is in there completely, including his nose. Of course, there'll be tamei. The chavraya should have no problem with that. Rav Oshia's chiddush is like this, where you have his nose, he went in backwards and his nose is sticking out, then not.
It doesn't have to be his nose.
It could be his toes. It could be the same thing. Yeah, but usually when you walk in backwards, yeah, your nose would be the last thing to go in. Maybe. Okay, it depends how he's walking, I guess. Tosfos, by the way, deals somewhat over here with a related question about the bia b'miktzas. If you come in partially into a place where you're not allowed to, is that called coming in? Over here, we see.
We had a question, I think.
We've come across it someplace, I think, yeah.
Was it
Reuven? Could be, I don't know.
Through the wall?
I don't remember.
He was in front of the Samigdash. He put part of his body in.
Okay, so actually, the reason I'm mentioning it is because actually there's an interesting question that the post can bring up nowadays. Are you allowed to stick your fingers into the crevices in the kotel? Would that be considered via b'miktzas?
Right.
So it's a question. So yeah. Okay.
So how you put a note in there with a stick?
No, you put it in without putting your finger into the actual crevice. I don't know. Lamaisa, I don't think the Olam worries about it too much, especially because, again, technically, Tmei and Mes are allowed to enter parts of the Harabayas.
Israel is Tmei and Mes.
No, that's a different matter. That's as far as Korbanos. But, no, I mean, we've discussed the last couple of days that the present-day Harabayas is larger than the original one, and there are areas in it that apparently don't have the original Kedusha of the Harabayas. And anyway, even the Harabayas itself, technically, Tmei and Mes are allowed to go into. It's just the Chayil they're not allowed to. We just don't know what is where.
So we cannot go in Midrabanan
because we don't know basically. Tanya Namihochi, we learned similarly in a Braisa. Gagin Halolu. Now you have there are these roofs, for example, the roofs of the various chambers in the Azorah and whatever. Ein Oichlin Sham Kodshe Kodshim. You're not allowed to eat Kodshe Kodshim, which have to be in the Azorah. You're not allowed to eat them on those roofs because Rashi explains this opinion holds, and there's different opinions about it elsewhere in the Gemara, that only the floor and the air above it and the airspace above it were made Kodesh when the Azorah was made Kodesh, not the roofs that are above ground level. In Shech and Sham Kodshim Kalim, you're not allowed to Shech there or Kodshim Kalim, same reason.
On
the roof, because not considered part of the Azorah. The Tomish in it.
Doesn't answer the question you had yesterday. You should fly over the Beit HaMikdash.
That's a different question. Here we're talking about roofs of buildings that are built inside the Beit HaMikdash. We were talking about yesterday about the question flying over the area of the Azorah, for example.
Open.
Yeah, the open area of the Azorah. Yeah.
The roof would stop the Kedusha?
I guess. Yeah. Oh, maybe, no, wait. The Tomei Shenichnes, Derech Gagin LaHeichel Potter. Also, if a Tomei goes up on one of these roofs and then goes down into the Heichel from there, he would be Potter. Because, again, you need Derech Bia. Shenemavela Mishta
Shleisovik.
Shenemavela Mishta Shleisovik, because the Pasuk says that a Tom, that a Yoledes who's Tomei should not go into the Mishta, meaning that Bia also Torah. The word Shleisovik, she should not enter, means it's only Osir if it's a normal way of entering. Mm-hmm. Coming in, down from the roof is not the normal way of entering.
I suppose if you said Derech Knisa, that would be different.
Yeah, if it said, yeah.
So we're bringing this
anyway. Yeah,
we're bringing this because it's in contrast.
So therefore,
the person who backs into the
No. So the same idea. In other words, if a person the implication is the same thing. If a person were to back into the Azara when he's Tomei, he wouldn't necessarily be chayev. He wouldn't necessarily be chayev on it.
No, but he would become Tomei if he goes into
he's
the
Tomei.
House if he went in all the way.
No, yeah.
And here he would not
be. So here we're saying that if
chayev,
he wouldn't be chayev of a chatas or kores or malkus or whatever, unless he went in the normal way, derech bia,
okay,
walking.
So, but he would have to leave.
He would have to leave, sure. But
he comes with a car, it's not bia.
No, I don't know. What does that mean?
Bicycle?
I don't know.
Tricycle.
He's still walking forward. He's still walking forward.
Unicycle.
He was talking about if he's walking backwards or if he came in from the roof.
How about backwards on a unicycle? Is that
yeah. All right. Now we're going to start. Now we're going to start a new topic. We said in the Mishnah, Zui mitzvahs esa shav mitzvah shein chayav and aleha v'chola. We said in the Mishnah, this that we mentioned before is the mitzvahs esa involving the Beis Mikdash for which you're not chayav. So what do you mean you're not chayav? Hey chakoy, you call me Zui. What are we referring to when we say this is the one? The answer is Hasam Koi. We're referring to, and we talk about this when we learned the Mishnah a few days ago, the Mishnah over here is referring to a Mishnah in Masech Dehurdius. We say that if the Beis Din makes a mistake in Paskin and Halacha, in something that had you done it b'meizid, you'd be chayav kares, and if you did it b'shoigig, you'd be chayav achatos, if Beis Din makes it, the Sanhedrin Gdola, Paskins the halacha wrongly on it, and most of the people follow that, and then eventually they realize their mistake. Then instead of each individual bringing a chatas, instead the tzibur brings a par helam dover shal tzibur.
What's called par helam?
Helam that they forgot, that it was hidden from them, like helam like we had in the previous parak and in our parak. So the Mishnah says over there, ein chayav and al esav al loisa sesher mikdash. Now they're not chayav for the korban for the parahelam davashal tibur, when their mistake in halacha was something involving an esse or a lois esse regarding the Beis Hamikdash. So whether it was the esse, namely what we were just talking about, the idea that the person becomes tomei in the azara, he has a mitzvah esse to get out of there as fast as possible, or the lois esse that a tomei person is not allowed to enter the Beis Hamikdash, in either, if Beis Din, for example, mistakenly paskin, let's say in the discussion we had before about going out by the longer route or the shorter route or whatever, if they were to mistakenly paskin, you're allowed to do Kadesh Takavoya or whatever, and people followed that, they would not bring a parahelam davashal tzibur. Instead, each person would bring their own korban erlevi yerdin. And the reason for it is basically because parahelam davashal tzibur only applies to something where if it was b'shogig, it would be a fixed chathas. Here it's not a fixed chathas, it's a varying chathas, korban erlevi yerdin. So therefore, the rules don't apply. But the Mishnah continues over there in Hodias. However, they would be chayav, a parahalam davashal tzibur, if they mistakenly passed in regarding the esse or the lois esse involved in Hilchos Nida. Also, an individual person, if he was over, and if he didn't know whether he was over on something involving Nida, whether the esse or the lois esse, he would have to bring an Oshem Toli. So therefore, so now that we have that Mishnah in Hodias that explains that there is an Esa and a Lois Esa in the Beis Hamikdash involving Tumah with the Beis Hamikdash, so now our Mishnah says, Rekama, Zuri mitzvah Esa Shad Mikdash, Shein Chayav and Aleha. This that we just described, the mitzvah for the person who became Tumah in the Beis Hamikdash to get out of there in the shortest route possible, that is the Esa in the Mikdash that if the Sanhedrin were to paskin that wrongly, they would not be Chayav a parahelam davashal tzibur. Instead, each person who did that would individually bring their own korban over the year. And then our Mishnah continues. The Ezri mitzvahs esse shav nida shachayav and aleha. So what is that mitzvahs esse regarding nida that it mentions in Hodias? What is that mitzvahs esse shav nida? A lois esse by nida we know. You're not allowed to have relations with her. What is the mitzvahs esse regarding a nida? That is our Mishnah said as follows. Hoy mishamesh ima tahora. A man was having relations with his wife when she was tahor. Va'omer l'nitmei. In the middle while they're doing it, she says, I became tahor. All of a sudden, I started having a flow of nida. Upirish miyad. If he were to withdraw right away, chayev. He would be chayev. Chorus if it was b'mezid, and a korban over the yod, not a korban over the yod, sorry, a chathos, a regular fixed value counter, if it was b'shogeg, because the going out is just as pleasurable as the going in. So therefore, it's still considered part of the bia, in other words. He's still, if he were to withdraw at that point, it would still mean that he had bia with a nidah, which is awesome. Okay, so now we're going to analyze that. It's nice. Abaya Omer Mishmeid Rechia Barav. The Abaya says in the name of Rechia Barav, Chayef Shtayim. If a person were to do that, he were to withdraw from his wife after she became Nida while he still has his kishuri, while he's still erect.
He has to wait until
it dies down, as we're going to learn soon how he does that. If he does it while he has the kishuri, while he's still erect. Then chayev shtayim, he will be chayev two chatois for that. V'chein omer Rava omer of Shmuel bar Shaba omer of Ona chayev shtayim. Rava says the same thing. That is chayev two. Chada aknisa v'chada aprisha. One for the going in, for having relations with her in the first place, and one for the going out while he has an eva chay, while he's still erect.
Why for the first one?
That's what we have to figure out.
Okay.
Havi be Rava. Rava. So Rava was wondering about that. This that we're saying, that he's chayev two chatois, but my, what is the scenario over here? Where we're saying that he should be chayev two chatois. Ilay masamach levesta. So one possibility is that this was close to the time of her vest, so close to the time when we could expect that she's going to start becoming nidah. And we're going to learn later on Yud Ches Amad Beis that part of the mitzvahs involving Nida is taka that a husband and wife have to separate samuch loynasa during that period close to the time. No, we'll learn about it on Yud Ches Amad Beis. We probably won't get to it today. We're going to say tomorrow about Hashem. Generally speaking, it's an oina.
And it's oina. Not mid the rabbana, it's mid the raisa.
We'll learn that on the basis of
time.
So an oina meaning a 12-hour period. So you have, for example, if the expected time, this is why you can look at when you keep a Taurus and a Shvacha calendar, you know whether the last flow is by day or by night or whatever, and that's relevant because then if for example it's expected by day, then what is it? If it's expected by day, then you have to separate for that entire 12-hour period of the daylight.
So regular time, if it's a regular time,
nowadays most women don't have regular cycles, but even so though you still have. We'll learn when we get to the Sefer Nidah, Bez Hashem. We'll talk about in detail over there. You have Oina Sachodesh and Oina and Chloga and then Oina Beninis and whatever. So you still have each of those. So Oina Beninis is 24 hours. That's a separate thing. The other Oina is a 12-hour period, except according to the Urza Ruah. It's funny. The Urza Ruah is an important sefer halacha by one of the Rishonim, but most people know him only for the one thing that we learn in Chassan classes that he holds that the oina of separation is 24 hours
instead of
12.
No wonder they know him for that.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. Okay. So what is the scenario over here? Ilema samochulah. So are we talking about where it was close to the time of her vest? So therefore, there's no oinus. That when we can't say, in other words, when he had relations with her and then in the middle she becomes nidda, we can't say it was an oinus. What else was he supposed to do? He was supposed to know that it's close to the time of her vest and there's a possibility that she might become nidda during tashmish. Yeah, he should have not done it. Yeah, he should. Yeah,
you can't say no when she knows.
First of all, she's not supposed to be asking verbally anyway, but whatever, if she's hinting or whatever, yeah, but still, if he knows that it's some cool vest, then he should tell her, the woman usually keeps the calendar anyway, that's true, but whatever. If either of them know that it's some cool vest, then they should say, I'm sorry, we can't tonight, so yeah. Yeah. If it's Samoch Levesta, we're therefore fine. You can't say he's a mazid because fine, he didn't actually mazid have relations with her while she's a nidda. But you can't call him an oinus either. So fine, let's figure out Uhuman, who, what kind of person are we talking about? Ilema
b'tamid chol. Is he considered mazid the fact that he was negligent?
No, that's not mazid. That's kodesh lemazid. Maybe it's not mazid that would make him chayim kodesh. So Uhuman, who are we talking about? Ilema b'tamid chacham. Are we talking about then that he's a tamid chacham where he knows the dinim? So b'shleima knisa lechayev, fine. So I can understand he'd be chayev achata for the knisa, for originally having relations with her, because kasavar, because what it is you can say that there was a degree of shogeg over there. He figured I'll have time to do the bia before she becomes nida, and in the end it didn't work out. The timing was off. So fine, he'll be chayev one chatas for that.
Mm-hmm.
But Ela Prisha Amay Lachai, but why should he be Chayev Achatas for the Prisha? Mezidhu. He's a Mezid. He knows the dinim. He knows that he's not allowed to withdraw while he still has his Kishri. So then in that case, so he's not Chayev Achatas for that. You're rubbing a chappas from Mazid.
He could have forgotten.
Okay, Tosfos discusses that and says, in that case, no, you would consider it Yetzer Al-Bashay. There's a concept, once a person starts having relations, then already, like, they're not thinking, clearly, or whatever.
No.
So yeah, in that case, you can't call it, that wouldn't be called a lack of Yediyah. That wouldn't be, it would be considered,
like,
yeah.
I don't think she just wanted to.
So then he'd be fine. But the point is, it's not a shogig where he'd bring a chappas. The Iba Amoret, if we're talking about that he's an Amoret, where he didn't know either of these dinim, Idi Vaidi, then either one is a shogig. In that case, it amounts to, it's similar to the case, Ochol Shnei Zeit Chayla Behelem Achadu. It's exactly the equivalent of somebody who were to eat two Kazesim of Chayla in one period of Helem. He didn't find out in between that what he did was wrong. So he's only chayav one chafet. The same way over here. He didn't know between Knissa and Prisha that he's doing anything wrong. He's an Amoret. So she tells him that Macy, he doesn't know that he has. So he's going to figure like this. So he doesn't know that he was also the Knissa because he didn't know that he's supposed to stay away from her during the 12 hours during the before the vest. He's also an Amoret. He doesn't know that he's not supposed to withdraw while he still has his kishur. So therefore, so all you have is Helam Echad. So he's only chayav one chafet. So what is the scenario? So in that scenario, Samach Levesta, you don't have two chatois. The El of Shein Samach Levesta. So are we going to talk about that? It was a case where it was not close to her vest. So it was sometime when it's completely unexpected. Well, then Roman, then who are we talking about? If it was a Tamar Chacham, then he shouldn't be chayav anything. The Knissa was a total oinus. He can't have known that she was going to become leader. And the Yitzhiyah, he knows better. He knows to not withdraw at that time. So therefore, he's not going to be chayav any chatas at all. Iba ma'aretz, and
if he waits.
Yeah, because he knows the way. Iba ma'aretz, and if he's an ma'aretz, chodehud ma'chayav a prisha. Then he's only chayav one for the prisha that he didn't know that the prisha is osur. But how do you have a case where he's chayav two? Then after Rava asked the question, he later said, we can be talking about where it's a case where it's Samach Levesta, so you shouldn't have been having relations with Lachila, and we're talking about a Tamar Chacham, but the scenario is, so the case is that he knows that you're not supposed to have relations close to the vest. He knows that, Dean. He does not know that you're not allowed to withdraw with an Eva Chai.
Not a
Tamar Chacham.
You cannot say Tamar Chacham the Zua and not.
Why? He knows the din that you have to stay away close to the vest. He learned that in Chacham classes. He did not learn the other detail in Chacham classes. Whatever. Fine, whatever. The point is that he knows one. No, it could be. And not every Tamar Chacham has to know every single
thing. We say that all the time.
Yeah,
we say that all the time in Shas.
Yeah, yeah.
There's always people that know one thing and know another.
No. That's what we're talking about. A Tamar Chacham. So you can't. But it doesn't mean that he knows every single din out there.
No, it's not that thing he uses
know.
The word.
No, you cannot expect.
Stop. One second. A person should know that din. But in this case, he didn't. In this case, it happens. He didn't know. He didn't know that din. He'd never learned that din. So he's a Tamar Chacham as far as everything else. He knows that he's not allowed to have relations with a Samach Levesta. Now, Rashi says he's not amazed as far as having violated that, because the fact is that until she becomes Tomei, he's not Chayav Kores, or Chatas, or whatever. So he figures, as we said before, Yechomi Lizal, he figures that can finish in time, and in the end it turns out but not. He didn't know the din. He didn't know the din about they have to be Kodesh with Eva Mes. It's not a commonly known din. You can have a person who could be a...
It is now.
It
all day.
Yeah, but until... And actually, we're going to discuss. Wait, okay. Okay. Omar Rava v'tavayu teninu. So Rava says, actually, both of them, we do have Mishnayas or Brises that teach us these dinim. Mishnayas, actually. Knissa tenena, Prisha tenena.
Since we know already it's taught,
it still means that a Tamar Chacham may not know every single Mishnah out there.
That contradicts the statement of Rava.
No, Rava is saying you should know. Tavayu Tanenu, you should know. We do have them both explicitly in Mishnah. Yeah, however, fine, but you can still have a Tamar Chacham who knows one din and not the other. Fine, look, you want to call him an Amma Aretz who happens to know the one din, fine, call him that. Whatever the point is, that's it. Okay.
Yeah. That seems to be the statement of Rava.
Okay. Yeah, Knissa Tanena, Prisha Tanena. We learn a Mishnah that tells us that you're not allowed to do Knissa at that time, and we learn a Mishnah that Prisha is that you have to that about Prisha that you have to be Kurdish, that you can't be Kurdish right away. Namely, like this, Prisha Tanena. We have a Mishnah regarding Prisha or Mishnah, because Tani Hoy Meshamashim after Hora. We said a man was having relations with his wife when she was Tara. Rommel in its Macy, or Prisha Shmiyah, if he withdraws right away, Chayev, then he's Chayev. So we see from that, a person has to know the din that he's not allowed to be Kodesh right away. Knissa Tanei. Now, where do we see a din? Where do we see a Mishnah that tells us that a person can be Chayev, that a person can be Chayev a Korban for Knissa at the inappropriate time when it's Samach Levesta? Namely, we have like this. The Mishnah tells us in Nidya, so after a couple has relations, they're supposed to have edim. They're supposed to edim or idim. There's two different ways. Some of the Rishonim learn the word edim. They're cloth, bedik cloth, basically. One way of looking at it is it's edim, a lashon aid, because it testifies whether. Nowadays it's less of an issue because nowadays we don't have the issues of tum of a tara. We just have the issue whether she's also to her husband or not. So these dinim we're talking about are primarily back when they had to be careful about tum of a tara. And we know there is a din. If a man has relations with a woman who's nida, he becomes tomei almost to the same degree as she does, called boil nida. He becomes tomei for 7 days. His tumah is a little bit less than hers. If he lies on something, he doesn't make it tomei to the same degree that she would. But other than that, it's pretty much the same thing. So every time after they had relations, they're supposed to take these cloths and check themselves, wipe and see whether there's any blood. Those cloths are called either edim, the lashon aid, because they testify. Both of them, he has to check also in case any blood.
No.
Yeah, check any blood if any of her blood got on him, and that'll be negay, as we'll see in a second. But either they're called edim, the lashon aid, because they testify what's going on over here, or some of the rishonim learn that it's edim, which is an expression in a pasuk meaning like soiled cloth, because that's what these are after you use them. Anyway, the point is, the Mishnah tells us over there, Nimsa al Shaloi, so now what happens? So they wipe themselves afterwards. If the man finds blood on his aid, now we know it didn't come from him, because if he himself was bleeding, he would know it. He'd be able to check easily enough. Therefore, Tmei and Bahayav and Bekarban. Therefore, we'd say both of them are Tomei, because obviously she must have bled while they were having relations. Therefore, she's Tomei as a Nida and he's Tomei as a Boil Nida. V'chayov and v'korban, and they are both chayav v'korban because it was v'shegi. Now, my love, v'samach levesta v'aknisa. Presumably, that Mishnah is telling us that the case is we were talking samach levesta, and therefore we're saying he's chayav v'korban for the knisa, because he shouldn't have had relations with her at that time, and he did, thinking, as we said before, that I can finish up quickly, and in the end he didn't, and therefore he winds up becoming tummy. If that's what it means, then we see from that Mishnah that clearly that you'd be chayav v'korban if you do that. That's the proof. In other words, Rava is saying that you see that there are clear Mishnayot that say both these things. You can't do the Prisha with an Evachai, and that you can't do the Knissa some of them. That's what Rava was pointing out, that you should know both of these dinim, that you were just arguing that how can a person be a Tamatah. Fine, but Rava was pointing out that you have Mishnayot that express both these things. However, Rav Adar Bar Masna is going to point out, not necessarily. Omelet Rav Adar Bar Masna to Rava, lo'olam emalach v'shaloi samach levesta. Maybe you could say that Mishnah in Nidah is talking about it wasn't samach levesta, so therefore he's not chayav a korban for the Knissa, because that he's a total onus. But Aprisha, What is he chayev the carbon for if he was Polish for Eva Chai? If he withdrew while he's still erect. The chitema prisha lamali, so you're gonna say
what difference is it making it's some of Levesta or not? As long as
that's the point, in other words. If it was Samoch Levesta, then you would say he's chayev a chatos because he should have known not to have relations then and he was over on that. But Rav Adam Amasna is saying maybe that Mishnah is only talking about a case where maybe that Mishnah is talking about it's not relevant. It was not Samoch Levesta, so he's not chayev for the Knissa. He's only chayev. What do we when we say over there that he found blood on his aid? We're saying that he's chayev a korban. What's the scenario where he's chayev a korban? Where he was Polish right away. The chitema prisha lamali. So you're going to argue in that case, why does the Mishnah need to tell us anything about that he's chayev of a chatos for prisha? We already know that from our Mishnah. Atonale, we already know that from our Mishnah. The answer is it's rechlashmin, and no. But the chiddush of that Mishnah is not really in that part, but rather in the next part of that Mishnah. By the way, there are some of the Rishonim learn of Adar Bar Masna's statement or question differently, that he's arguing with the premise that we said before, that you're going to be chayev two chatos. He's arguing even samach levesta, you're not going to be chayev for the knissa. The only thing you could ever be chayev for is the prisha. Yes, the person is being careless. Yes, he had relations samach levesta when he shouldn't, but not necessarily would that make him chayev a korban. maybe the Mishnah is only saying over there that he's chayav a korban for prisha. So, okay, what's the chiddush then? The chiddush is not really in that part, but the next part where the Mishnah continues. Nimsa al shala. What if we find the blood on her aid, on her b'dikah cloth? Tmeim the suffix. Not on his. Tmeim the suffix of turmin a korban. In that case, it's only a suffix whether they're both tamei. She's obviously tamei. Him it's a suffix because we don't know. It could have happened. Now, the Mishnah does. The Mishnah explains over there actually have three possible scenarios. We're only dealing with two of them over here in Or Gemara.
If he doesn't see anything on his palm,
and she does,
does it make him tummy?
That's what we have to. I'll tell you. So that's what I was about to say. The Mishnah actually talks about over there about three different scenarios. One scenario is he finds blood on his feet. Doesn't matter whether it was right away or whether it was sometime afterwards. Definitely, it can only have come from her, because if it was from him, then he would know about it. So therefore, they're obviously both tummy, and he's tummy as a boil midah. And again, if there was Prisha involved, or according to Rava, if there was Knissa involved, the Shas Vesta, then he's going to be Chayav a Chapa. And then you have two other scenarios where you find it on hers. One is where you find it on hers right away. She wipes immediately after they finish, and she finds blood on it. Well, then there's no question. Obviously, it happened while they were doing it also. And therefore, again, they're both going to be Tomei and maybe Chayav a Chapa. The previous case was he found it on his.
Immediately afterwards.
Doesn't matter immediately afterwards or not. He's not bleeding.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
He usually doesn't go into neither.
Yeah.
Okay. But so
if you find it on his, doesn't matter whether it's right away or sometime later, they're both tummy. If you find it on hers right away, same thing. If you find it on hers, but only sometime later, that's the case we're now going to talk about. You can't say not necessarily did it happen while they were still having relations. It might have happened after he withdrew, which he withdrew be'eva chai, fine, he's entitled to. Okay. She wasn't yet nida. Then after that, she became nida. So she's tummy. Well, he's tummy misstopping. He's telling me suffix because maybe it happened while exactly. So he won't, that's what we're saying. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Tmeim the suffix of Turim and Akorban. They're Tomei Misafik, or okay, she's Tomei Bade, whatever it is. Right. The point is he's Tomei Misafik of Turim and Akorban, and they're potter from Akorban because it's a suffix. So that is yeah, because neither
she's Vada.
She's a nida. They didn't necessarily have relations while she was a nida. Again, it might have only happened that she became a nida after they finished.
Okay.
Yeah. But I did boy misna nimsa al shalah. So therefore, since the Mishnah had to use the expression where you found it on hers, tananami nimsa al shalah. So therefore, for parallelism, the Mishnah also uses the expression that you found it on his. Even though we're not talking necessarily about the case where we're not talking about that blood was found on his afterwards, we're talking about that he was Polish be'eva chai and that she told him, Nitmesi, she told him, I became Tomei, and he withdrew right away with an eva chai without waiting.
Wait a second, say that again.
If he's Polish be'eva chai and she finds blood right away, or he finds blood then or later, then there's no question. Then he's chayav
chai. And neither of them find blood.
If neither of them find blood, then there's nothing to talk about. But if she, no.
Even though she's
The case we're talking about over here, the case we're talking about in our Mishnah and our Gemara, as opposed to the Mishnah and Nidah, the case we're dealing with is that while they're having relations, she tells him it's Macy.
Yeah.
So nobody needs to be doing any ridiculous. She told him it's Macy.
Right.
But
yeah,
then, because she feels it. She feels a flow of blood.
She has to check before.
No. Afterwards, the fact that she feels it, you know what? Midah, we'll learn in Masechta Midah eventually when we get to it in a couple of years' time, Beth Hashem. Hold on. I'll have to explain something. Midah Raisa, a woman is only Tommy Midah if there was Hargosha, where she actually felt a flow. Midah Rabbanan, you have the whole concept of Samim, that if you find a stain on your garments, then your tummy. That whole concept only exists midrash rabbanon. Midrash raisa, you need hagosha. Midrash raisa, it's a kula. Midrash rabbanon, there's a rabbanon. No. Midrash raisa, you need hagosha. Midrash rabbanon, even if there was no hagosha, but you found blood afterwards on the clothing or whatever, then you're tummy.
Oh.
Yeah. Midrash raisa would only be if there was hagosha. Now, when you're having relations, that's easily enough confused with the hagosha that we don't say. In other words, but if she feels, and it's Macy, if she feels while they're having relations, blood is coming from my uterus, then at that point, no bedikah is necessary. We know right away that they're both talking. That's the point.
The proper thing is for him to withdraw.
He has to withdraw, but only to even Mace. He has to wait and withdraw after it goes limp.
However,
if he does, that's when we're talking about. So that's when we're saying they're both coming, and he's high of a carbon.
And then neither of them find blood.
No, hold on.
So you were talking about that.
No.
He withdraws,
listen.
And they don't find blood.
Doesn't matter at that point whether they find blood or not. She okay, told she him it's Macy. She said she felt it. Yeah.
He pulled out immediately.
He pulled out immediately. That's the point. Rabbi Abba Masne says. The Mishnah over there is not necessarily talking about the case where he withdrew and afterwards they did bedikas and he found blood on him.
Uh-huh.
The Mishnah can be talking about when is he chayav korban, when he withdrew too soon. And therefore, when she told him nifmeisiani and he withdrew too soon.
So what's it?
So why are we using the expression nimsa? Why are we using the expression nimsa that only if you found blood on his and his bedikka? Because for parallelism with the case where she found on hers. But in fact, the same din would apply even if there was no blood found at all because he didn't bother checking because she told him nifmeisiani and he withdrew right away. That's Rabbi Abba Masne.
Actually, we're saying according to him that the fact that she says nifmeisi, it's enough
exactly.
for them both to be
tummy, right?
To be tummy.
Yeah.
Without checking.
Exactly.
That's the Kiddush.
Yeah. Okay.
But of course, that doesn't agree with the previous...
Why not? It means no. Well, yeah, I mean, he's disagreeing with Rava.
Right.
Rava was saying we have a clear Mishnah over there that shows that Knisa you'd be chayav chatos for.
Right.
Rav Adar Bar Masne is saying not necessarily. That Mishnah is teaching us another detail as far as Prisha. But that's not really teaching. No, it's not really teaching us. It's not teaching us anything about Prisha. This last din is talking about it's meant as an introduction to the next case where you find blood on hers later, where we say that they're only telling me stuff.
Right.
Okay. However,
I disagree.
Yes. However, Amale Ravina Ravada, Mi Matis La Ukmalahi, Vishaloi Samach Lavesta Vaprisha. So you're telling me you're going to be able to. Ravina is saying to Ravada, how can you think to explain that Mishnah in Nida as talking about not Samach Lavesta? So you didn't do anything wrong by the Knitza because it's not Samach Lavesta, there was nothing to be expected then.
Right.
And Vaprisha, and you're going to say that the Mishnah is talking about over there, he's Chayav Korban for having done Prisha. The fact is, the Mishnah does use the word nimsa, and you can't just say that it's for parallelism, because the nimsa means you found it after the fact. The word nimsa means you checked afterwards, and you found blood. So therefore, it has to be that he actually checked and found. Prisha, if you're talking about the problem is Prisha, the problem is that he withdrew too early. As soon as he withdrew when he wasn't supposed to, you immediately know that he's Tomei because she told him Nitmesi. So it can't be talking about the case of Nitmesi. It has to be talking about the case where they didn't know anything happened and then afterwards Nimsa. Tosfos points out, in fact, the Gemara could have even asked a better question. The very fact that the Mishnah continues with the case where you find blood on hers, right, and we say they're only Tomei Misafik, obviously there's no Nitmesi over there. It can't
right.
be. If she said Nitmesi, you can't say they're Tomei Misafik.
Right.
So obviously the Mishnah, all the cases
there's
the Mishnah
cases
actually,
the three cases the Mishnah is talking about,
yeah. But all of them obviously have to be talking about Nimsa, you found it after the fact. None of them are talking about Nitmesi, which is the subject of our Mishnah, where she tells them while they're doing
well,
it then.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
just
not, yeah, otherwise, yeah. Amalei Rava Tzayis Mai Dekamer Rava. So Rava says to Ravada, listen to what your Rebbe tells you. Ravina, your Rebbe, has explained the Mishnah. He showed very clearly that you can't explain the Mishnah you will, the way you're trying to explain it. Therefore, you have to accept my explanation and Ravina's explanation and say that it's talking about Knisa, and that's why you hide the problem for having done Knisa at the wrong time, Samach Lavesta. And in that case, we're back to what I said. To what Rava said, that we see from that Mishnah that Knisa Samach Lavesta is also. Amalei, however, Rav Adah says, Heichi Matis. But how Heichi Matis? How can I do that? How am I? Or Heichi Atis, it says on the side. How am I supposed to listen to him? To his explanation,
right.
There must be something wrong with his explanation. The Tanya law, because there was a brisa in connection with that Mishnah in Nida, Zui Mitzvah Esther Shemin Nida Shechayav and Aleh. This is the Mitzvah Esther regarding Nida on which you chayav. And as we said before, that the base in is chayav a par helam davar shel tzibur. If they passed him wrong. The im isa, if you're telling me that the Mishnah is talking about over there that you're not allowed to have relations, samach levesta, that's not a mitzvah sase, mitzvah loisa sase, that's a loisa sase. Don't have relations with her at that time. Mashenkin, if you're saying that it's talking about prisha, fine, there's a mitzvah sase. Wait there until it dies down, until it goes limp, and then withdraw.
So then
that's a mitzvah sase. So I was talking about mitzvah sase, then obviously it has to be talking about prisha.
Very logical.
Yeah. Amalei, so Rava answers in Itanissa, if that's how, if you learned the Braisa, it's Choser. If you learned the Braisa that way, it's missing something. the Tony Hockey.
You accept it may be correct.
No, the Braise, the way you have the Braise is wrong.
Right.
The Tony Hockey. Do we miss this loyse session when you just shakaya
right.
The case is that the case is like this. The loyse with the nida is what we're describing over there that you chayav for where you did knissa, where you had relations samach levesta. That is violating a loyse because the Torah told you you have to stay away from her at that time. And what about what is the mitzvah sasseh? If he was having relations and you told him it's Macy and he withdrew right away, then he's chayev. Zui mitzvah tafesh benidachulah. That is the mitzvah tafesh. Your braisa is missing words. Your braisa, you thought that the braisa is saying that the case in nida over there involving nimsal shaloi is the etzeh. No, that's the lois etzeh. Because he had relations samach levetzeh.
That's the
loyse. That's the loyse. The esse is the case of our Mishnah where he was Polish where he wasn't supposed to. So therefore, so we're back to, after all, that Rava's way of explaining the Mishnah was correct. And therefore we see that Mishnah tells us outright, or by implication anyway, that you're not allowed to have relations with Samach Levesta, and if you do, and it turns out that things go wrong, then you are going to be Chai V'chata.
In other words, we invert the AC with the loyse AC.
Not only invert them, but we say the Braisa was saying the Zuri Mitzvah Esser, which we thought the Esser is referring to the case of that Mishnah, and therefore we would have to understand that Mishnah as talking about Knissa. It's talking about Prisha. Prisha is a Mitzvah Esser. Wait there until it dies down.
Well, you could say don't come out.
Yeah, okay, fine, but there's an Esser involved as opposed to not having relations, Samach L'Nidasa. There's no Esser involved at all. There's just
right.
something not there.
Right.
So therefore, that's only a Lois Esser. And there are
Rishas. Two Lois Essers, really. One is don't have relations before the Vesta, and the other one is don't do Prisha.
There are actually Rishonim who have a Girsa over here that Prisha involves an Esser and a Lois Esser, whereas Samach L'Vesta is only a Lois Esser. Fine, the point still remains. The point still remains. If the Braisa is calling it an Esser, an Esser cannot refer to Knissa, Samach Levesta. Right, that is definitely a Lois Esser. So that was Rav Adaba Masna's problem. If we have a Braisa that calls that an Esser, that calls that case in Nida an Esser, obviously it must be talking Prisha. Well, if it's calling the case over there involving Nimsal Shaloi,
right.
if it's calling it an Esser,
right.
obviously we must be talking about Prisha because there's no Esser involved with Knissa. And Robert explains to him, no, your braisa is missing words. It's saying that case that's described there in Nida is the lois esser. The case that's mentioned in our Mishnah, Shavuos, is the esser. Or maybe an esser and a lois esser as well.
Like our Mishnah, in other words, is the esser, and then the...
Because that's Prisha.
Nida,
and in Nida, it's talking about specifically about Knissa, where the problem over there was that they had relations, Samach Levesta,
and
that's the lois esser.
Amazing what a Talmud Chacham was back then. He would tell you that the braisa is missing words. Nowadays, we would tell you we have to take what it says at face value and just work and work
right.
and work on it.
Right.
We just say not missing okay. words and how would they like that?
Okay. So now getting back to the actual din, we said before, Pirish Miyad Chayev, we said that if he withdraws right away, he's going to be Chayev. Fine, Hechi Ovid, how exactly are you supposed to do? What is the proper way to do in that case? Omer Rav Huna Mishmei de Rava, or de Rav, really. Rav Huna doesn't say in the name of Rava, he says in the name of Rav. Noyet eset tiponav v'karka. He sticks his 10 fingers into the ground or bed or whatever into the whatever. Noyet means he sticks like this. In other words, he holds himself like the point is he has to kind of hold himself off her because she's a nidda. They're not allowed to be close to each other. So he kind of has to hold himself off her on his fingertips. And his fingertips being on the ground or the bed or whatever it is that they're on, ad shiyomos until his kishuri dies down, and then he can withdraw. Ad shiyomos vituve, and it's good for him. In other words, that's the right way for him to do. There's a girsa on the side over here that says vitiv, which is that the ad shiyomos vitiv until the vitiv, which is another name for the aver, dies down. Whatever. Okay. We see from this din, therefore, that if a person were to have relations with Arayas while his Aver is limp, then he's potter. He's potter from Kores or Chathos or what have you. Yeah, we have to be. So if you're going to say he was Chayev, Tocha my time a potter. Why would you say he's potter? Mishum the honor su. You're gonna say he's potter because he's honest, because what else is he supposed to do? He honors su, kipirish miyad nami nifter honest. By that logic, you could say, and if he's Kurdish right away, he's also equally well in honest. Either way, it happened, let's say it wasn't Samuch Levesta, fine, so he didn't do anything wrong with the Knesset, so he's an honest at this point. So in that case, what's the difference between the onus of coming of withdrawing while he's erect or not? Either way, an onus is an onus. Obviously, the answer must be that Meshamish Mes Barayas is not really considered Meshamish, not really considered having relations. Therefore, by him withdrawing once it's not erect anymore, then he's not being Meshamish with her, which is what he's supposed to do, as opposed to if he were to withdraw while it's erect, then he would be Meshamish with her, and then he'd be Chayav Achatas or Kares or whatever. Omalei Abaya, so Abaya says not necessarily. You could argue that maybe when it comes to Arayas, such a thing would be Chayav. Vahocha, my time of potter, Mishum to honest. So here, the bottom line is he is honest. Vahoda Amr, he punished
because he didn't know.
No, he's honest because he has to have some way of getting out. Vahoda Amr, one second. So you can ask why should it be chayev if it was erect and potter if it was mess. If you're going to say that mess is also considered meshamish, the reason is shoyla lifrish bar normal etis a pirish bar normal ruba. You could argue that still he's obligated to try and be potish in the way that gives him the least possible hana, namely when it's mess, when it's limp, and it's like this. He did it with hana meruba. So you could argue, in other words, like this: when it comes to arayas, you really are chayev. Over here, there has to be some way. He has to withdraw from her somehow. However, right. just like we said by the Beis Hamikdash, where he's obligated to get out by the shortest possible route, because what's he supposed to do? He isn't honest. He became Tomei over there. But he has to now get out by the shortest possible route. The same way over here, we would argue he has to get out by the least pleasurable route, namely mess, rather than still erect.
And if she withdraws, remember?
Whenever she withdraws.
She says
it's Macy.
Yeah.
That's the point. That's what we're saying. That's the case where he has to wait until it dies down. But that's a Abaya's point is you, Rava, are assuming that only if it's erect is it considered Bia, and if it's not, then it's not considered Bia. No, not necessarily. It could be that even if it's not erect, it's still considered Bia. Over here, he has to get out somehow, therefore we allow him that, in the same way as you have to get out of the mikdash somehow, but you get out by the shortest possible route. Here, you have to get out by the least pleasurable route. Okay, and the Gemara will continue with that discussion tomorrow.